Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
Here's McCabe all the way, scores!
Hello, welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. Juanito, you got to turn my mic on here. I was talking to myself there for a few seconds. Anyway, I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast. Thank you for all the downloads. We didn't have a podcast yesterday. Hernan the Man was a little bit tied up, but we're back today, and boy, is there ever a lot of news. But first, Locked On Oilers is brought to you by Locked On NHL. You need more hockey news, and Locked On NHL is here to fill the gap. It's our daily podcast on everything happening in the leagues. Subscribe and listen each day for a quick look at the biggest stories and game recaps each day. Subscribe to Locked On NHL today, wherever you get your podcast. Like I said, tons of news as free agency officially kicks off tomorrow. Going to be a wild time around the NHL. Here in Edmonton, of course, we're all have a keen eye on Mr. Ken Holland and to see what he's going to do to improve this team. We pretty much know Zach Hyman more than likely is going to end up here with the Edmonton Oilers. So we'll just need official announcement on that. Of course, they've signed Mike Smith already. And we'll see what they add to this team to improve it. Right now, the summer not going probably the way Ken Holland envisioned. The fan base is not happy. The draft, they passed up on a goalie. They didn't take Jesper Wallstedt. That was there when it came to their pick. They traded down two spots, ended up taking Xavier Bourgault from Shawinigan. So we'll see. I mean, he's going to be a guy that's not ready for another, 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know why he didn't take the goalie there. You needed your number one eventually. Now, team is in win mode. I get it. In win mode now, sorry. But at the end of the day, you eventually need your number one goalie, and they passed up on him. And this guy becomes a stud, this organization's going to have to eat it. And it's going to be terrible. Terrible look if this guy turns out to be an absolute stud. They didn't want to go with him. Does that mean they're high on Konovalov? Does that mean they're high on Stuart Skinner? I don't know. I don't know much about Konovalov. Skinner, we saw him play one game in the NHL. He was shaky, but he was really good in the AHL. So if one of these guys can step up, it's a bonus. Now, maybe Kenny Holland has something in the work. Maybe he believes in these two young guys to be partnered up with Mike Smith. Who knows? But I know working on the draft show, the fan base was not too happy with what Kenny Holland did there. So I guess we'll know in about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, Jesper Wallstedt or Mr. Xavier, who's going to be the better one. And that's the way it goes. You never know in these drafts, right? Like, you take chances and you truly just never know. So I know the fan base was not happy, but it is what it is now. Nothing you can do about it. As a whole for the Oilers draft, the experts and the guys that do these lists and rankings, like, kudos to them. They did it in under tough circumstances. You know, a lot of video, a lot of guys didn't even play this past season. So kudos to them. But there's always winners and losers list, and the Oilers were almost on many of the loser lists. So they get an extra third rounder for trading down two spots with Minnesota, and they take a guy that I think was ranked only by one person, a guy they probably could have got in the 5th, 6th, 7th round. So and that's why you question the. And it's fair, guys. Like, this is the part I want to get out. Like, it's okay to not like everything your team does, okay? I can like Ken Holland 1 month, and the next month he makes a move that I don't like, and that's okay. You have to like everything Kenny Holland does, or you have to hate everything Kenny Holland. No, to each their own, man. Everybody has their own opinion. You like a player, kudos to you. You don't like him, that's fine too. I mean, and there's going to be a lot of that here coming up starting tomorrow. A lot of people are not going to like the moves the Oilers do. A lot of other people are going to be like, meh. And a lot of people are going to be ecstatic. So, like, we got to stop with it. Oh, you're so negative, or you're so positive. Like, who cares? You do you, man. whether you like it or not. Don't be scared to share your feelings. Don't be scared to go out there and say what you feel about the team you cheer for or the team you cover. It's okay. I can't stand guys that are scared to say it, like we're going to be buddies with Kenny Holland or I'm going to be having a drink with Zach Hyman. No, I cover the team. I give my honest opinion, period. And fans do it too, but we got to stop this attacking stuff on social media. Like, it's to the point where it's like, hey, come on. Like, no one even wants to post anymore because it's just attack after attack. But I agree. Kenny Holland hasn't had a good start to the summer. Now, he has time and he has some money to do it. And we'll get to that right now as I'll give... There's a lot of news, so I'll get to that in a bit. But let's go with the Oilers news. That James Neal is on conditional waivers for our purpose of a buyout. Not shocking there. It was reported just before 10 a.m., which was the deadline. Year one and two, the Oilers will take on a $1.92 million cap hit, but they'll save about $3.83. That's from Cap Friendly. I mean, every year the cap hit remains the same. It's going to be $1.92, but you save in years one and two, $3.8. So we all saw this coming. Some of us were hoping it would be Koskinen as well, but with 1 year, it does not make sense to buy out Mr. Mikko Koskinen. So James Neal officially done with the Oilers. Is there a deal out there for James Neal at a lower cap hit? Yeah, he's probably going to help a team. I don't see Edmonton revisiting that. I think you want to improve your team, and James Neal coming back cheaper does not improve your team. So he'll land somewhere. He'll help someone out there, and he's still got a couple good years left, I think. And then Elliot Friedman reporting, in addition to free agency, we're also on the lookout for extensions. Hearing Edmonton and Darnell Nurse working on what is believed to be a four-year deal. The defenseman, who had a terrific season, has 1 year remaining before UFA. So Darnell Nurse, who's on the last year of that two-year bridge deal he did take, looks like a four-year, and I'm intrigued by this number. What is he at right now? I'm just pulling it up on Cap Friendly. He's at 5.8. Yeah, it's probably going to be, I think, minimum seven here. Yeah, he's at 5.6. He's going to get a significant bump, and 26 years old, I'll take him till he's 30, and this is the Oilers' window to win. We've been talking about it 4 or 5 years. They gotta bring home Stanley, so I kind of like that. Darnell Nurse really emerged last season as a top defender for the Edmonton Oilers. Is he a true number one? No, but on the Edmonton Oilers, he's a number one, and he really impressed last season, took that next step, and he's going to be relied heavily this season because so far the defense does not look too good for the Edmonton Oilers, so an extension is welcomed here in Edmonton 100%. So Darnell Nurse, look for that four-year deal to be announced in the coming days. That's your news for your Edmonton Oilers. Let me know, what did you think of the draft? What did you think of the Oilers not taking a goalie? Are you happy? Are you upset? And what's your faith like in Kenny Holland? James Neal bought out. Looks like Oilers are nearing on an extension with Darnell Nurse on a four-year deal. So let me know about everything. James Neal, Darnell Nurse, your faith in Kenny Holland, and the Oilers draft. We'll be back, and there's a lot to get to. Lots of signings around the NHL, and lots of rumors, whispers. All right, guys, we're back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast after a quick break. I am Hernan the Man. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And we're back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. In the opening segment, we just kind of quickly revisited the draft and the Oilers not taking a goaltender. Also, the James Neal news that he is being bought out, and the Oilers will save $3.83 in the next couple of years with that. And then it's going to be 4 years of 2 years, sorry, of dead cap space for the Edmonton Oilers in years 3 and 4. And also being reported, there's an extension for Darnell Nurse and the Edmonton Oilers. It looks to be a 4-year deal. So we'll see when this gets done. And I am intrigued. Like, yeah, what's the number going to be? Is it going to be north of 7? I would assume so. But let's get to some news of the day, and it's been absolutely crazy. Alex Ovechkin re-signs with the Washington Capitals on a 5-year deal worth $47.5. That's an AAV of 9.5. Yeah, he's getting paid for sure. This is interesting. Gretzky sits at 894 goals. Ovi's at 730. So in the next five seasons, he would need to average 33 goals per season. Can he do it? Oh, man, that's so intriguing. I mean, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be this guy. He's the greatest goal scorer that we've seen here in the last 15 years. He's absolutely outstanding player, has a Stanley Cup, and he's just a lovable, lovable guy. These Russians know how to party. You saw it with Kucherov this past offseason now with Ovi when they won a few years back. But can he do it? 33 goals in the next five seasons? That's going to be fascinating to watch, because Alex Ovechkin, you know, he's getting up there in age. So he's 35. He'll play till he's 40. Can he do it? Why not, eh? As much as you don't want to see Gretzky's record broken, you kind of do, don't you? Like, this guy's been just unreal. Like, he's just on a whole nother level. 51 goals, 53, 50, 33, 49, 48, 24 this year in 45 games. Like, oh, this guy's just one of the best, if not the best, goal scorer. So we'll see if he can do that, if he can push Gretzky for that record. Moving on, Keith Yandel, who's bought out by the Panthers, signs a one-year deal with the Flyers at $900,000, a no-trade clause, and he joins Ryan Ellis. He joins Rich Stalainen. He joins Provorov, Sanheim. That defense is shaping up to be pretty damn good. Good on the Flyers, making some quality moves this offseason to help their decor. Pavel Buchnevich has agreed to terms on a four-year contract with the St. Louis Blues. Of course, traded there last week. 23.3 is the contract. Connor Garland, five-year deal with the Canucks with an AAV of 4.95. Great deal. I mean, I wish the Oilers had more of these. I mean, this guy's 25 years old, does everything well. He can power play, kill penalties. He's a top six guy, goes to the tough areas, and he scores goals. So an excellent deal. I know a lot of fans maybe out there in media are not happy with the OEL taking on that contract, but Connor Garland, five-year deal for that AAV and his age and what he brings, excellent for the Vancouver Canucks. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And the news that kind of got things going this morning, Marc-Andre Fleury traded to the Chicago Blackhawks for Mikhail Hakkarainen, a forward. And so many things going on right now. I know Kelly McCrimmon met with the media, says it's unfortunate that Fleury found out by Twitter. That came from, I think, Jesse Granger, who covers Vegas Golden Knights. He had no idea he found out on Twitter. And the GM said that it's unfortunate because the news ended up getting out before they could talk to him. Marc-Andre Fleury stated many times, and it's been brought up today, he did not want to leave Vegas, and he does not want to move, and he did not want to get traded anywhere. So we'll see if he reports, if there's retirement, if Chicago flips him. Who the hell knows what's going to happen here? So interesting day for Marc-Andre Fleury. They're obviously going to roll with Robin Lehner in Vegas now. He's got that new deal and he'll be their number one. But Chicago doing some good things as well. If they can get Fleury to come play there, it's definitely going to help him. But I also understand Fleury. He doesn't want to go to a team that's in rebuild mode and not close to contending for the playoffs. I shouldn't say that. Could be close, but I mean, for a wild card spot, sure, but I don't think they're close to winning anytime soon. And how about this one? Luke Chen signing with the Vancouver Canucks. Also, it's being reported. It's not official yet. 2 years, it's going to come in around $700,000 to $800,000. Luke Chen, who I feel like he's been around forever, and he actually hasn't. Of course, he's picked up a Stanley Cup here with the good old Tampa Bay Lightning in his last two seasons, but he's only 31 years old. I always feel like he's older because guys like Sam Gagne, right? Like, they've been around for so damn long that you're just kind of all over the place. And last night, if you missed it, Winnipeg doing some work. They picked up Brendan Dillon for 2 second rounders from the cap. Those 2 second rounders, remember Athanasio? Well, this one work out better for the Jets. And they also re-signed Stasny to a one-year deal, just over $3 million. Moving on, this one again from Elliot Friedman, who's been busy today reporting a lot of the information, says he's hearing that 7x7 is on the table for Gabriel Landeskog, and there are discussions about the possibility of 8 years. We will see where this goes. There are others who want him, so a lot of teams are inquiring and trying to convince him to sign with their team because he's a fantastic player. But for Colorado, who's so close to winning, I mean, would you really, really move on from that? It's I don't think you can. So it's one of those things where I still think he'll sign in Colorado. What do you think? Let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Yeah, and it's interesting on Landeskog because it was being reported last week he was at what? He was asking $9-10 million, which I thought was a little bit ridiculous. And now that number's dropped according to Elliot Friedman, so we'll see if something happens. Right, guys, those are all the signings. Ovechkin re-signs 5 years. Yandel to the Flyers. Bucnevich re-ups with St. Louis 4 years after the trade. Connor Garland signs 5 years, which is under $5 million with Vancouver. Marc-Andre Fleury heading to the Blackhawks for a prospect, and Luke Shen, the wily vet with the Canucks, on 2 years. And how about this one? I almost missed this one. Frank Saravalli from Daily Faceoff threw this one out. Carolina Hurricanes are closing in on agreement with UFA defenseman Tony DeAngelo. That's interesting because at the end of the day, this guy's, listen, off all the, I don't know the guy, but you hear the stories and just kind of, you know, yeah, just off the ice, seems there's a lot of issues there. But on the ice, he's a fantastic hockey player. And I think we talked about it at the station. I think it was me and Matthew Wanick. There's a team that's going to take this guy. Like, he's just far too talented. And hopefully the off-ice issues get resolved. And he's just, he can turn that part of his life, I guess, around where it's not full of controversy and issues and problems, because he is a talented player. So if Carolina indeed does sign him, he's going to a pretty good team as well. That's close in a good decor. So that's the latest on that. And I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of opinions on Tony DeAngelo heading to Carolina. I know a lot of people are going to be upset with the organization for taking this player on, but yeah, we'll see. We will see how that all works itself out. And this one from Arthur Staple. There's so much going on, guys. Sorry, I'm just reading news that keeps just, you know, circulating on Twitter. It says Arthur Staple covers the Islanders. He's their beat writer there for The Athletic. He says he's hearing Jaroslav Halak working on a deal with the Vancouver Canucks. So the Vancouver Canucks, extremely busy this offseason. I don't know how you look at that OEL. I think he's a good defenseman, or his best days behind him. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable saying that. But like Garland signing, they're buying out Hope. If they bring in Halak to play with Demko, I think that's a hell of a duo. So Vancouver doing some things. What will Edmonton do? We'll get to that next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. As free agency kicks off tomorrow, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Thank you for tuning in once again on this Tuesday. I just kind of went solo today. There's so much going on, so I just kind of filling you in on everything. Let's look at free agency tomorrow. We are all expecting Zach Hyman will become an Edmonton Oiler for a seven-year deal. I think it's being reported at 5.5. It is what it is. You're hoping to win in the next 4 or 5 years, so you're going to eat those last 2-3 years, whatever. If you can bring the cup home, I don't think anyone's going to care about the term on this team. Where else will the Edmonton Oilers go? So yesterday on the Two Guys, we each had to bring two free agents that we thought could come to the Edmonton Oilers. There's a lot of great names out there. The Oilers currently right now, cap space, according to Cap Friendly, they're at $12.8 million. I don't know if that's correct. I think it should be closer to 14 with the buyout. And then you're going to sign Zach Hyman. You're probably going to be coming in around $9 million. And you got to sign a goalie. And you got to sign a defenseman. And you got to sign possibly two forwards, a third line center, and another guy to help your bottom six. So I threw out Casey Hisikas, who's probably not realistic. He probably wants to remain on the island. But Joel Armia, I mean, what's this guy going to cost you? I don't think it's going to cost you a ton of money. He's coming off $2.6 million. He did some good work for the Montreal Canadiens. He's a guy that I really like. Luke Glendening is a name that keeps throwing out there, but at 32 years old, yeah, I know he can win draws, but I'm terrified of what the Oilers will offer him. A couple names also out there, maybe a Jordan Martinook to play on your fourth line, 28 years old. He's going to come in cheap. Brock McGinn, who can play left or the right side, 27 year old. He's just coming off just over $2 million contract. I know good guys like Eric Halla, a lot of people are high on. There's options for the Oilers now who they can get. I mean, Thomas Tatar is a guy that I know Dusty Nielsen from TSN 1260 really likes. I really like him. I know Brandon Clark from Ched really likes him as well. He's a guy you're going to get cheap, a guy that's got a chip on his shoulder after not playing much in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and he can score. So, I mean, hey, Tatar, come for 1 year. let's get that career going again, and you can play in our top six. That would be an interesting name for sure. And then after that, Jaden Schwartz was the name I had thrown out there as well earlier on this summer, but it appears he's heading to the Seattle Kraken. Defensively, that's where it gets tough. I mean, Tyson Barrie looks like Oilers are holding firm on 3 years, which is, hey, I like that, man. Like, don't be a pushover and hold your ground, and you can't be giving out a term like hotcakes. You're already doing that with Zach Hyman. You already took on Duncan Keith at 5.5, so you got to start making some good deals here. So I'm kind of happy to hear that they're holding firm on Tyson Barrie. David Savard, he's just turned 30, but he's more of a third pairing guy. I mean, if you bring in Barrie and you get a Savard, I don't think many people are going to complain, but not ideal. Mike Riley's a name that it's probably not very realistic for the Edmonton Oilers, but he'd be a nice addition as well. And then goaltending, I mean, Linus Allmark is the guy that everybody in Edmonton keeps talking about. It's, Linus Allmark, he was just on a bad team. Okay, fair enough. He's only 27 years old. Probably not going to cost you much. So let's keep an eye out for all these names. Maybe he grabs maybe two or three of the guys I mentioned. Who do you think's out there? That's realistic, though. Let's keep it realistic, because Philippe Deneau, who's looking for north of five, he's not coming to Edmonton. I mean, there's a lot of guys on this list. I know Ryan Getzlaf is a guy that would be a great addition to the Edmonton Oilers, even at his age, but he's probably doesn't want to go too far from his home out there on the West Coast. Brandon Saad, I don't think, signs in Edmonton. Dougie Hamilton's a pipe dream. Landeskog looks like he's getting close to signing there. How about Freddie Anderson between the pipe? 31 years old. What do you think it takes to get him? Coming off $5 million, you can probably get him anywhere, I think, from 3.5 to 4. Would you be comfortable with Mike Smith and Freddie Anderson? Linus Allmark, who was on a very bad Buffalo team. I mean, there's options there, and there's rumors today that, there's reports today that there's about four teams interested in acquiring Darcy Kemper from the Arizona Coyotes, and Edmonton is one of them. What will it take to get Darcy Kemper? I'm on board for that. I'm also on board for Allmark, and I'm also on board for Freddie Anderson. You cannot go into this season with Mikko Koskinen and Mike Smith. You just cannot. So I want to hear from you. Hit me up on, DM me on at Hernan the Man or at Lockdown Orders. Give me, I don't know, shoot me 2-3 targets you think are realistic for the Oilers outside of Zach Hyman, obviously, because we all kind of expect that to go down tomorrow. So that's not going to be, that's not going to be breaking news at all. So let's have some fun. Let me know realistic targets for the Oilers. They need goaltending, they need forwards, and they need defensemen. So who are your top three Oiler targets? So send those to my Twitter, and we can discuss that tomorrow and have some fun with it, because tomorrow's going to be an absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy day. Once again, the Oiler news sounds like Nurse Edmonton working on a 4-year extension. What price does he come in at? That's going to be interesting. And then not huge news, but James Neal was bought out by the Edmonton Oilers. They'll take on a cap hit for the next 4 years, dead cap for the last two. They'll save 3.8 this year and the next. So James Neal, I mean, that first year here in Edmonton, he was outstanding. Like, remember that 4-goal game on the Islander? He did some really good things. Then he got hurt towards the end, which kind of put a damper on the season. Then COVID hit, which was truly, truly unfortunate. He finished with 19 goals in the 2019-20 season. Remember in the bubble playoffs, him and Chiasson were pretty good for the Edmonton Oilers. They were the only reason they won that only game in the bubble playoffs. So kudos to James Neal. Last year, it was a tough season. 10 points in 29 games, 5 goals. He had battles with COVID and all that. Just couldn't find a regular spot in the lineup on the power play. So James Neal, and listen, back when Kenny Holland made this trade, we never thought Lucic would be movable, and he was, and he came in and he gave the Oilers some quality minutes. I can't sit here and dog on James. You know, he was good, especially in that first year. And like I said, last year COVID kind of hampered him a bit. So it's James Neal's time in Edmonton is over. But we will remember that 4-goal game against the Islanders early on in the 2019 season. All right, guys, tomorrow's going to be a crazy day. I know today I just kind of rambled on and gave you news and kind of what I think, and then threw out some UFA names out there. So we'll see what happens. We know Hyman's coming. Can he get an Armia? Can he draw in a Holla? Can he get a Freddie Anderson? Is he going to trade for Darcy Kemper? So many things up in the air right now, but it's going to be fun. And remember, guys, enjoy it. It's sports. I know you're passionate about your team, but but let's have some fun, because not everyone's going to love the deals. Not everyone's going to hate the deals. So let's just be, let's just have some fun with it, and let's be respectful. All right. Free agency tomorrow. Once again, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my man Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. We'll chat tomorrow.